And coming up next on the stream of Free Radio at the May 30th date, Thursday evening, it's Bathrobe's Piers Broadsides. 2 hours of fun and chatter with me and perhaps you, if you have been lucky or unlucky enough to run into me on the streets with my little audio recorder. I'm just going to kind of plunge ahead. I'm not quite sure what we have in front of us today, but you'll find out with me as we go ahead.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So, it's kind of a slow day, so I'm going to begin by noting that if you want to get my account of some of the things that happened, at least at the 7 o'clock, part of the 7 o'clock session of Santa Cruz City Council day before yesterday, Tuesday the 28th, you can go to the Santa Cruz Indie Media website, where I actually posted an article for the first time in some time. I used to be quite a frequent poster at Santa Cruz Indie Media, but not so much recently. I do a lot of flyers. I have written a lot of flyers, particularly around Ross Camp. And I feel a little bit regretful that I haven't posted these online more, because I think they kind of chronicle at least my perspective of the history of what has been going on there, particularly the history of the duplicity of City Council and, more important, the city staff, which City Council defers to or deferred to and probably... Well, they aren't talking. They didn't talk much at the last city council about it, but probably will continue to defer to, thinking specifically of Susie O'Hara, you know, who actually gets some high marks on an individual basis from some people. She helped one of the Ross Camp refugees get into the River Street campground, one of the few, the 61 people who got in out of the hundreds of Ross Camp people, many of whom didn't want to go there, it's true, but there was no place for them to go except out into illegal and unsafe scenes outside. The point being that they preferred to be in a community setting in the Ross Camp where they were until they were driven away by the vote of Justin Cummings at the Santa Cruz City Council, who violated his previous commitment, or perhaps if you want to be generous, you say changed his mind. I don't really think he changed his mind. Instead, he said he was relying on the staff's account that there would be adequate alternative shelter, although he had no new information about that. As far as I know, he gave us no new information on the Monday meeting at the Saturn Cafe before the Tuesday City Council vote that threw out the Ross Camp, that ratified that it was not going to just be a cleanup at the camp, but it was going to be an elimination or extermination of the camp. And I may say, when I say extermination, you may think, oh, that's, you know, Nazification. You lose the argument whenever you use the N-word, you know. Extermination of the camp is quite accurate. The camp, the area where it was the camp, has been essentially mowed down completely. The ground has been tilled. A fence has been put up around it, and at least until recently, and possibly still, there are security guards patrolling the perimeter, or at least on one of the entrances, to make sure that no homeless person comes back and tries to pitch a tent there, a survival tent, even though the city has no adequate resources for survival, and has not guaranteed in any way that it will stop harassing people. In fact, it continues to harass people, ticket them, seize property where they are camped elsewhere in the city. They exterminated the camp, and yeah, they did so under false pretenses. Yeah, they lied to the courts about it. Yeah, the woman who lied and her attorney backup, Galagly, well, O'Hara is still around. Galagly is still around, but will presumably be moving on to another plush job somewhere. So that ringing you heard in the background was California Homeless Union Santa Cruz chapter Alicia Cool calling in to kind of give updates, and she's going to prepare an update and be available shortly, so I'm going to have her give you an update as to what's cooking. I think what I'm going to try to do is get another update from someone who doesn't always see eye to eye with Alicia Cool. That's activist Brent Adams of the Day and Night Storage. Let's see if we can get old Brent on the line, though. It's been a little hard to reach him in the last few weeks. He seems to have been very busy, has not been answering his phone, or maybe he just doesn't want to talk to me. I'm not sure. We'll find out.